stuck up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Who's scruffy-looking?
You might wanna buckle up, baby.
I just assume he's a Wookiee.
Hey, it's me.
Everything you heard about me is true.
If you come with us, you're in this life for good.
Distinguished guests, welcome and salutations. This is episode 246 of the Scruffy Looking Podcasters, episode 13 in the new era. Thanks for joining us here on this beautiful spring day, March 17th, 2024. Happy St. Patrick's Day, where we in America, we all pretend that we're Irish, that we love green, and most especially love green beer. I'm looking forward to a fun episode with the Brits this week as we rock it at three-quarter strength. Big thanks to Just Shillin' boys, Andy and Sean, last week for an awesome show. In typical Kev form, I have not listened to it completely yet, but it has been a fucking ride so far. My name is Jimmy Dice, rocking solo from the great state of Maine, because our man Ed is in a flow ride out getting hammered at Universal Studios. Across the pond, first half of the sandwich, the white bread himself, the legend Kev Garbutt. What's up, Al?
Hello, hello, hello. How we doing?
Wonderful.
I mean, I like that insult straight away. In true Kev Garbutt style, I have not listened. I mean, I've listened to it.
Have you thought?
I know. I was seeing if you actually bit there. I threw the line out. I'm like, let's see if they fucking bite.
Are you kidding me?
I really should. I mean, I should listen because I am not on it. There is absolutely no way I ever listen to myself. So,
it's a good one, man. Good one for the road. I'm 35 minutes in. It's a great.
I mean, that's going to be good too with them on it, isn't it? So, sweet. So, but yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, nice to be back. Apologies for last week, but it was a rough old trip to Brighton.
I can't wait to hear more about this. Certainly, lastly, not bottom heel, Mr. Christopher Hall. How are you, my guy?
I'm good, mate. I'm really, really well. Thank you. It's nice to see you boys again. Yes. I'd like to say I missed you both last week, but I'd be lying. So
yeah.
You bastard.
Yeah. And you said that with all your heart there, wasn't it?
I did, mate. Yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah,
it's an English sandwich tonight. Two slices of English bread,
definitely
with an American filling.
Yeah,
happy days,
like,
mate.
It's like a tuna fish with chopped lettuce and pickle.
Yeah. Oh, what's your favorite all time sandwich, Jimmy?
Cool. Yeah, come on, Jimmy.
All time sandwich.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
God, I thought you'd be straight on that, Jimmy.
You know what? You know what it is? Right off the cut, I'll say what it is. The chopped cheese. That is a chopped cheese sandwich, all right? That's like ground hamburger that's chopped up on the griddle. You get cheese over the top, right? You get a nice bun that you go open face down. Let that crisp up in that buttery oiliness from all that meat and cheese. Flop it up. It's toasted. You put the cheese and shit in it. Putting lettuce, little tomatoes, maybe some onion on top.
Oh,
absolutely amazing. I'll say of the moment,
yeah,
the chopped cheese.
Yeah, sounds delightful.
But you just made me like super hungry. I mean, cheese is just the best, isn't it, mate? It's just cheese.
Oh, absolutely. It is.
You're most welcome.
It's like, just get cheese.
I like to keep it simple either. Cheese, lettuce, mayo, boom.
Yeah, easy.
Mm-hmm. Crusty tiger bread, mate, from Co-op. Fantastic.
Mate, that tiger bread's great, isn't it, mate?
It's unreal.
What's tiger bread?
It's like crusty baked bread with like cheese, like cooked on top of it. It's fantastic.
Ooh. Yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, what about you, Kev? What's your favorite stand up?
Oh, mate, it's cheese all day. Cheese all day. Some
just cheese.
Oh, not just cheese, mate. Just like.
Cheese and pepperoni, Kev, just like your pizza.
Pepperoni, mate.
Fucking nice. Basic as fuck.
Oh, I tell you what, though, that is fucking nice. Have you ever had that when you melt the cheese on it? Do like a cheese, put some pepperoni, melt it. Mate, that's fucking
oh, yeah, right
awesome.
In the oven, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. mate. Oh, yeah.
It's like a grilled fantastic. Cheese. We'll do that as a grilled cheese.
But yeah, a little grilled cheese sandwich, mate. Oh, absolute. Mm-hmm. Bit of ham on it as well. I like cheese and ham as well. Oh, glorious, mate.
Nice.
Glorious.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, that's heard and seen. Well, Kev, I mean, with that succulently tasty introduction, why don't you go right knee deep into your week and tell us what the hell happened last week? Why weren't you here?
Yeah, it's been a rough old slog, boys, isn't it? I mean, if you sort of cast your mind back to how happy I was to get in the Premier League.
Yep, I remember, mate.
Well, you know, fast forward like a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate it. Genuinely, with every fiber, I hate everything. It's not going well at the minute. It's not going well. So we've had a couple of trips. I was at Brighton last week, I'm at that stage, you know, like I've been going to away games just for as long as I can remember. And I was coming away from that just going, how much longer can I do this for? It was so grim. 4.5 hours to get home, 4.5 hours to get there. The team had played like shit, no commitment. And I'm just like, this is getting tougher.
Damn.
You know what I mean? You know, oh, yep. God. And then yesterday we went to what is quite possibly the biggest shithole. And I use that word with every single... fucking Luton Town. Now, you should Google this ground because it's like fucking... I mean, I've been before, but... Oh, yeah. Jimmy, to go into the ground, so you get there and you park on this like street of terraced houses. So you're in like a residential neighbourhood. And to go into the ground, the entrance has been put through... an old house. So you like go through you don't go through like it's obviously been taken out and you go through like the houses to get into the ground to go up into the turnstiles.
Okay.
And it's fucking awful. It's absolute shithole.
Mate, what happened on coach, mate?
So we were driving we get there, mate. We're like driving up and we're just about getting to park where the coaches park. And we're just sitting on the coach and the police are like guiding you in. Next thing, there's this almighty crash on side at coach. And someone had chucked a beer bottle at the coach. And it was like, it just smacked the side of the coach.
Well, a Luton fan.
It was the coppers got him because like there were loads of police around. The cop has got him. And then we got this like police officer that came on the coach. And it's like, good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to say that's a warm welcome to Luton. But he says, let me just express that the guy that did it, he's not a football fan. He's not associated with football. He's just a known like guy in the area who was just walking by. So we get us off the coach and the police are like giving us this big sort of thing. And we all get up. And then they had to do this report. So they come on with laptop onto, and they, honestly, the police came onto the coach with this laptop and they're going like, they're talking to the driver and this like, right, can you describe what the guy looked like, what he was wearing? Did you stop the coach at the time? Were any of your bus passengers alarmed, concerned, or what's it? And I'm there like going, I was terrified. I feared for my life. I thought that was. I think they were just like, and it was like the weirdest thing because they have to do like a report on it. And
what's the bus driver saying?
The bus driver was just like, I didn't really see him.
I got my own fucking problems.
Yes.
Mate, that would have been fucking brilliant, wouldn't it? Like, oh, God. So we got off the coach and it was like, honestly, we got there like really early and we got walked down the road to go get a drink somewhere. And the coppers had got this bloke. Fuck me. He was absolutely fucking out of it. He was just like, you got him on floor and he was shouting and just, he was just fucked. He was clearly just absolutely hammered at this point. So this is like even before we've got into the, we've had this quite a lot before. You used to get it quite a lot in the 80s and 90s of like your coaches getting bottles thrown at it. And, you know,
it wasn't going to really hurt anybody. They're just trying to send a message.
Yeah. I went to Millwall away once and I went to Stoke away once and we've had stuff thrown at the coaches and they've like smashed windows. And I can remember once we went to Millwall away. Millwall's like notorious, like fucking nutters.
Yeah. Okay.
And the coach was going back and all of a sudden this guy ran out the pub and he just ran out the pub and I kind of saw it and he just threw this like bottle at the coach, but this like smashed the window. So it proper smashed the window.
Oh,
so
no,
we had to drive all the way home with no window and it was fucking freezing. I was like,
oh man, he got you guys.
It was like, holy
when
shit.
Was this?
This was, it would have been, obviously we're in championships. So it would have been 2000 something. Because I've been to Millwall quite a few times. I mean, I've been to most grounds now away from home. I've got like there's not many grounds I've not actually done. And yeah. this would have been, we once went there as well to Millwall. This would have been 2000 and something as well. And the coach got lost. So we were like going and we were going towards the ground and he couldn't find it. And he went down this street.
Yeah.
And basically he couldn't get the coach through. This is genuine, but this is like, and he couldn't get like the coach through. So we were like, it went like far for the what's it. And he's like, sorry, everybody, you're going to have to get off the coach and make your own way to the ground. I'm like, are you fucking kidding? If you think I'm walking through a bunch of Millwall fans with me, it was hilarious. And he couldn't get down the street and he couldn't back up. So we had to get off the coach, walk to the ground. And like Millwall is one of those away grounds. They are absolute nutcases. And normally when you go there, the coach goes straight to the ground, takes you straight in. And they don't like you walking around as away supporters. They're just just like, go straight in the ground.
Yeah.
But this coach like just basically got stuck on the street in the middle of Millwall. It was absolutely terrifying. I'm like, oh my God. So we've had it before, but we haven't had it for ages because like most games are right well policed now and everything. But just literally got up there and this bloke went bang. And just like, but the ground is terrible. And it's just like, it's so old and decrepit and everything. It's just
Luton.
Like, yeah. Damn. It's one of them though that, you know, teams are where they are on merit, but you look at that and go, how the hell are these in the Premier League? You know what I mean? It's like, how the hell is this ground passed for Premier League? You know,
have they not had any funding or anything since they got promoted?
They've had to change. So the away end has been improved. They did have to do their ground up because of Premier League regulations. They had to improve the ground. So I think if I remember the first couple of games of this season, they had to play away from home because the ground wasn't ready. But all they had to do was like do the press box and put some new seats in and everything. But it's hilarious now because that away ground, they put like safe standing in. So that's like you've got your seats, but then they have like a barrier in front of it. So it's like safe standing so you can stand up. But I'm not joking. If you're of a certain size and weight, you had no chance of getting through there. Good old skinny me was fine. You know, I'm like, this is fine. But there's lads going like, fucking seats over there. I'm never going to get there. Look, it's fucking. It's like, oh. I was like, Jesus Christ. It's hilarious. It's like the funniest ground. And everywhere you go, the view's terrible because it's still got the old, like, scaffolding up, like, not scaffolding, the posts up. So I get to my seat, and the goal at the far end has got a stanchion right in the middle of it. So I couldn't see a fucking thing of that goal. I'm like, this is just bizarre. But we'll find out tomorrow whether we get points deducted. Well, we are going to get points deducted. So it should have been this week, but I think it's going to be 6 points tomorrow, which...
And how many games are left, mate, this season?
8 or 9. So we're running out of time.
Better start winning.
Mate, we don't even look like it. Fucking don't even look like it. We look like a team that's going down. Can't defend, don't score enough goals. But do you know what? I bet people missed me last week, didn't they? What a load of bullshit have I just talked about? Like, what's it? Anyway, yes, yeah, so that wasn't great. We're not doing great. But we'll get, if we get the points.
Star Wars, I mean, Kev.
Yeah. So, yeah.
How was that cup of Bovril, though, that you
said? Bovril was, you know what?
Yeah.
It was terrible. Genuinely,
really?
Something. Yeah. There was something not right with it. I don't know if it was like the water they put in. I had to throw it away. That made it worse. That like topped the day off. Like the Bovril
was. How
much
did that cost you?
£2.40.
£2.40, mate, and you threw it away. It must have been tragically bad.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
To throw that away, mate.
You have no idea how. Mate, I'm still suffering now, mate. Don't worry.
I'm suffering.
I'm still upset with that now. I'm not going to lie. But so, yeah, it's been, we've had that. And I have just today, actually, a few hours ago, booked my flight to New York to see my amazing fiance. So,
hey.
Do you know what, boys?
What?
I hate booking flights. What? Actually, because
it costs money.
Because it costs so much fucking money, mate. Yeah. But I went on in the week, and the prices were like great. And then I go on like 3 or 4 days later, and they've gone up like £100.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Fucking Virgin Atlantic. They can go fuck
Clean
themselves.
Your cookies out, mate. Clean your cookies out.
Oh, mate. I've done all that, mate. But it was just the price. But I've done it with British Airways anyway, and it was a good price.
Yeah.
I've got all that booked. Can't wait for that. I'll go in April. And then, right. So you remember last time I was on? This is...
Barely.
Right. I talked about my power of the Force. So I'm going to bring this back to Star Wars, boys.
Yeah, mate.
Because I've got some here. Now, most of the stuff that I found had been opened, which is a bit of a shame. So I found like loads of stormtroopers. Right. I've got this fella, look. Royal Guard.
What the fuck is that?
That's the Emperor's Royal Guard, mate. Look at this.
What, one or an old one?
Yeah.
I found him.
Have you got Jimmy? Palps, mate? Have you got Palps himself?
I haven't. I ain't got a Palps, mate. I'm absolutely gutted because I was going to... They'd be a great display, wouldn't they? Put one on either side.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Now, I found this thing, which is a comic book... Dark Horse comic book set, which has got Boba Fett and IG-88 in it.
Oh, I love that.
Now,
slave ship, or what was that?
The only drawback is Boba Fett seems to have disappeared.
I can't see nothing, mate.
Can you see this?
There's no Boba Fett in the case. Oh my god. No. It's just empty.
Where's the comic?
I don't know. I have no idea where that's gone.
Someone heisted it.
I'm like, how can that be there?
So is that Power of the Force 2, mate, yeah?
This is a it's a Shadows of the Empire set, which was part...
This is when everyone was on roids, yeah?
This is when everybody was on roids, mate, yeah.
So what did they do with IG-88?
He's just quite a skinny dude.
Did they beef him up?
Yeah, I can take
Let's have a look at him. Did they beef him up?
No, not this dude. He's actually He's actually quite a skinny dude.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he kind of is in Mando when we see him and stuff.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mate, you can eat that if you want.
Oh, good lad. Get that in droid collection.
All yours, mate. Call it a tenner. There's a couple bits more. So I've got like, there are loads of like open. So I've got like loads of stormtroopers. I've got snow troopers. But then, mate.
Nice.
Then I got an episode 1.
Ooh, now we have to Darth Maul, mate. Yeah.
Darth Maul with Comtech chip.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so is that a 97 classic? Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah.
99, mate. 99.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. 99. That was. Let's see, the,
with the
it's outrageous.
Yeah, come talk era. Chip, mate. Fucking hell, that was that. What's it? But then, mate, I found it. I found
the accessory pack, mate.
The absolute fucking Pia de la Resistance, the Sith accessory pack, mate. Look at this.
Look at all those parts. Oh my god. Oh my god.
And do you know what? It's unopened.
Oh, it's, mate.
This is absolute. Display it, mate. Absolute.
Not wall.
Now, somebody needs to remark, because I can't remember what these were for, but on the back of it.
Yeah.
And on the back of the Darth Maul as well, it's got Jedi Master Points.
Oh, what's that then?
I don't know. So it says, it's like a bit that you cut out. I genuinely can't remember what they were for, and I've been too lazy to Google it.
Google it.
And it says, Hasbro, 10 Jedi Master Points. So I presume that you must have collected so many to get like an exclusive figure or something. But who that was or what that was, I have no idea. But yes, this was it, mate. I found like the Sith accessory set with firing backpack and 2 droid missiles.
I could use all them bits, mate. I could make turn them into a robot for you.
Oh,
you know?
Do you reckon, mate?
Yeah.
Ooh, I hope to hear more about that shortly. Yeah.
Yeah, do you want you're looking at It's got double lightsaber and all in it. Look, fucking boop boo, Darth Maul's done.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Imagine putting that right on a gonk. Holy,
it looks fucking trash to be honest, but something's quite. it's like a cape in it, which I'm presuming is for the Darth Maul figure.
Who knows? Probably for the desert battle. Sith.
So it's a Sith accessory.
So it's Now, I can't remember if this was from FAO Swartz when I went to New York or from my Toys R Us midnight absolute blast that I had.
Oh, midnight. Mate, if you bought that from fucking New York and bought it all the way back, you've got some issues. Come on.
I did bring some stuff back from there because that was like
oh
bonkers when I went there, mate. Like, imagine, like, what was it, 25-year-old, fucking going to New York for the first time, going to watch Phantom Menace, and then going in FAO Swartz and seeing all episode 1 shit in front of me. It was fucking crazy. Absolute. But yeah, I'll bring this round, mate, if you want it. I mean,
I'll have that, mate.
Yeah, if you want to.
I bastardise all of them, mate. I love the lot.
Up and that up, mate. So I found some other bits, but like, it was like, I put like the stormtroopers on display. I had like 6 stormtroopers. I mean, what kind of idiot's got like 6?
Well, you could have bought those new clone troopers, you know. But
I'm like looking now, and I've got like a couple of sand troopers. I've got about 6 stormtroopers. I'm like, why did I buy this? I must have got them when they were on set. But yeah, so I mean, you know. Sometimes you just question your own life, don't you? And that's one of them. Is like, what was I thinking at the time? What? But, mate, honestly, boys, that's about it. It's been like proper quiet. It's just like getting ready to go to New York. And
how long are you going to be there for?
Just like 5 days.
5 days? Nice.
Yeah. Oh,
that's good. That's a good
thing. I'm going to try and get, I'm going to get over a weekend. So it'll be like, I think I've got 11th to the 16th book. So
is that the April?
April, yes.
You're going to get some record shopping in, mate.
Oh, yes, mate. Yes. Yeah.
Get a bit of toy shopping in.
And do you know what was even? Emily approved it. In fact, she encouraged it live on
encouraged
it.
Encouraged what?
With record shopping. She was like, I mean, I'm not, I might be making this up a little bit, but.
Yeah.
She actively encouraged me to go record shopping.
Nice.
So, no, we were on about, like, we've got a couple of things booked, and she was like, if there's a couple of record shops you want to have a look at, I'm like, oh. Because apparently we're going to go to a museum where they've got, like, the Jim Henson Museum. And obviously being a massive Muppets fan from my childhood, I was like, oh, yeah, I absolutely want to go there. She's been before.
The same one that's got the Dark Crystal stuff as well?
I think so, mate. I hope so. I presume it's got everything in. I can't wait because I love Dark Crystal and Muppets is like my favourite. So we're like, I'm going to have a look, see if there's any kind of record stores around there just to pop in and just have a quick look.
For Babaroo.
Yeah. But like, so I'll be there for like, I'll only be there for like 5 days. So, unfortunately, I can't stay for longer. But it's going to be a weekend. I'm going to be there over a weekend.
Nice.
So sorted. That's all booked, thank God. So everything's pretty good, boys, to be honest. All just cracking on. So,
nice.
Yeah. All good.
All right. Sure. I mean, well, Kev, I'll be there 2 days earlier, right before you get there.
Oh! Yep. No way, Jimmy D.
Yep.
Are you visiting someone?
Yeah, I'm doing a hard and fast 20-hour trip. going.
FBI Mike. You going to see FBI Mike?
It's FBI Mike, yeah.
Yeah, confirm or deny. I am going to go see Dan Carlin, the hardcore history guy, the master of the long form podcasting. He is speaking in New York City Tuesday, I think like April 8th, 9th, whatever that Tuesday is.
Ooh.
I think it's the 9th. So, yeah, I'm flying down that afternoon and I come back first thing in the morning. Just like there and back.
So what? Hard and fast 20-hour, Jimmy.
Hard and fast 20-hour. I'll give you the final count when I'm done, and it might be less than that. I really wanted to see this guy. So he does this series called Hardcore History, and it's just I'll take for example, he did this whole topic on World War I, Blueprints of Armageddon, he called it. It was a multi-part episode series, and each episode was like 4 hours long. It's just like, this is like long, like book reading stuff kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was just historical because I'm a history buff. So from that perspective, it's really, really cool, and I can't wait to hear him. And I won't dwell any further on it, but if you know who Dan Carlin is, he's a big deal in the history world, so I'm very anxious to see what he has to say. But yeah, I knew you were going to be there, Kev. So I was like, fuck, I gotta get there in and out before Kev even knows.
Like a ninja.
Like that's a ninja, mate. Yeah,
like ninja dice.
That's right.
Get the like fuck out of here. That bastard's coming.
Indeed. So yeah, I had corned beef dinner yesterday, which is great. We celebrated like a nice eight founder from Pat's Meat Market in Portland. Been getting that thing for years. Been drying this thing for like 11 days beforehand. That corned beef comes to me gray. It is so well brined.
What the fuck?
It's the St. Patrick's Day today. You know, everyone's wearing green, as they say in America. We're all Irish. And, oh, man, that dinner was so good. Just a boiled dinner, old-fashioned boiled dinner. Everything goes in a pot, water, beer, some whiskey, a couple of peppercorns and a bay leaf, and boom, there you go, boiled dinner. It's great. So after that, we played, hung out, and everything else, and I was like, I got a buzz going on. I'm just going to go hop on the Daisy. And fuck it, let's have another night. The guys are on. It's raid weekend, so we're defending our base, attacking on the bases and shit.
Raid weekend.
Raid weekend, you know. 8 p.m. Friday to 8 p.m. Sunday. Bases are open for raiding. During the week, you know, the worker week, they look out for us working people out there. Where it's just, you can just go out into that 200 square kilometer world and just, you know, murder each other over King of the Hills and things. But man, we there are a few of us on there tying a few on last night from, you know, celebrating St. Patrick's Day. I was ended up staying up till 4 a.m.
Jimmy. Yeah.
After stirring up some people on the server, because all five of us hopped on still buzzing from, you know, corned beef. And just started shooting up a whole bunch of people.
Did you have your corned beefles on, Jimmy?
Oh yeah, the corned beef sweats are coming out big time. That cabbage too. I had to move my bowels three times today. God damn. And it was just a real. We had a whole bunch of people after us. It was a long night defending the base. No joke. It was actually happening. It was great. It was just a long night, but it was fun. It was good stuff.
Nice.
After playing in the band the other weekend, the pep band I told you guys about 2 weeks ago, I've been fully reinvested and the hockey team of my beloved alma mater, University of Maine, Ornoman, go blue, Black Bears. The hockey team has just been absolutely killing it this season. And UMaine has always been known for their like a very good hockey team. It's very competitive. Just be like, bam, you know, like very, very invested. Not certainly not to the like the national level that, you know, you guys are with Nottingham, Kev, but it's a big deal here in the Northeast. You know, everybody around turns out for it, and the pep is high. But so we are enjoyed last night as well watching, which also part, you know, led into my let's hop on the DayZ and rip till 4 a.m. UMaine, we crushed our biggest rival 5-0. And it was just an absolute slay, shut down, empty net, sieve. The puck went in. Banana's the bear. He's our mascot. He's fucking flying around all over the place, waving the flag at UMaine.
Who's your mascot?
Banana's the bear. It's a black bear.
Banana's the bear.
Bananas. Yeah, bananas.
I'm going to have a look for this guy.
Come on, mate. I've got to see this.
Go take a look at him. Banana's the bear. He's a big fucking deal. And, go blue. We've been kicking some ass here. We men's black bear hockey has shown what it takes to beat down the UNH Wildcats in the first round of Hockey East. I'm stoked. I think we're going
to... Is that empty? That was not what I was expecting.
Oh, yeah, that's Bananas the Bear. Yeah, that's like the newer mascot. It's a little creepy, ain't gonna lie. Circa 2024, that was the Black Bear mascot or Bananas mascot that I am invested in. But this new one looks a little bit weird, almost like terrifying to children, but that's something else.
Guy here, look, that's like...
Yeah, that was my Bananas right there. Yeah, yeah.
Is that the one that
like
you...
Big old teddy bear. That was the mascot thing that they had and my roommates in college were of the fraternity that like took care of the mascot.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, Jimmy, but he looks like he's on a bit of a corned beef buzz right there. This
I know the brothers in the fraternity.
Look at this fucking guy here. He looks like he's inhaled some corned beef big time, this fucking dude.
I could say back in 2004, man, there was some cabbage farts coming out of old Bananas. Let me tell you what, from cabbage and other things. But yeah, really excited for that. I'm super stoked about it.
Mate, I like this new one. He's fucking scary. This guy, look at him.
Exactly, right? The new mascot is just terrifying, man. It's just, what are they smoking? Because they wanted to ski better on the ice. No, you got to pick a better skater for the bear suit, you know? Anyways.
He needs some corned beef, mate.
He needs some proper corned beef, this guy.
There may or may not be a picture of me floating around there with the bear head on my hat or the bear top on top of my head. There might be one out there.
Oh.
But
just very briefly then, Jimmy. What's going on with this? What's going on with this team then? They're doing well now then.
They're doing very well. So that was right now is the start of the Hockey East tournament.
Yeah. Okay.
There were eight, and now there will be four, and then the final two. Next game is going to be on March 22nd. And
so where are they at the minute then? Final four.
This is going to be the final. Yeah, final four coming up.
Quarterfinals. Quarterfinal. You're saying in English money. Quarterfinals.
Quarter final, indeed.
Then you go to the semifinals, then the final. Yeah.
Heard.
Yes. I like it.
And so, I haven't been like this excited about a group, the school spirit, so to speak, rooting for your team since I was in college.
Yeah, yeah.
And it like, came back to me like a couple weeks ago when I played off in the band. My brother had that nice double cheese pepperoni at Pat's. It just reinvigorated that spirit, that fire, and it's just so exciting, especially when you get your horn on, you get to get into the hockey game for free because you're playing in the band. Like the only thing where like being in the band really.
Oh, so you got in free then?
Oh hell yeah, because I'm playing the pep band.
Motherfucker!
I'm a distinguished alumni of the University of Maine, screaming pep band.
Distinguished alumni.
Yes, James distinguished alumni. I want to slip that one in there. You know.
Hey, mate. Yeah. Hey, Chris. I wonder if the Sheffield Wednesday band mate gets in for free.
Listen, the band's getting for free. I think we'll watch the Owls. Everybody in the band.
Ah, so that's why you've...
Nobody poops on the band. But yeah, we have a whole dedicated section. There was some low enrollment this year. I mentioned the other week because of COVID and stuff like that. So they've been calling upon warriors of the ancient times to come forth with your axe, your trombone, and play in the band. Tell you what,
that sounded like an intro. That sounded like an intro to a Spinal Tap song.
Yeah, the best thing is we'll play it at the end of this episode as our sign out, as our carry out music is the University of Maine Stein song, and that is the drinking song. It's a great song, and that's our fight song. Anyways, that's my week in Star Wars, guys. For Star Wars, one thing that I have left that actually is Star Wars.
Oh.
I got the new release of I, Jedi by Stagpole on audiobook, and I've started to listen to that one. I know that was one of Ed's favorites. That was just like a singular, large book. It's expanded universe.
Legends.
It follows the path of Cornhorn, who's one of the... main Cornhorn. Cornhorn, yeah, Corran.
I love these Legends characters.
Right? Corran.
Cornhorn.
Yeah,
I got my own fucking problem.
Hey, he's a Corellian. He's got the Force, you know? His father, grandfather, Kieran Halcyon, big time Jedi. And,
who the fuck you been talking to?
It's a cool deep dive in his Force past. Very good, cool ties in with. Because he was the main character in the X-Wing series arc. It ties in, weaves very nicely in and out of like the end of the Thrawn trilogy, Heir to the Empire, and into Kevin J. Anderson's Jedi Academy trilogy, which is really cool. They kind of insert Corran's character, they kind of inserting him into the storyline on these books that were written like 15 years earlier kind of thing.
Okay.
But they did it in a very tasteful, cool way, and it was one of my favorite books that I've ever read.
Is this him on the cover, mate?
Him holding the lightsaber, like straight up in the air with like this golden lightsaber thing. Yeah.
Hey, he looks well dodgy, does mate.
Yeah, big time. Dodgy. Yeah, he's got a big dodger. Let me tell you what, there's some really weird steamy sex scenes in this book that I don't know if they belong there.
Oh.
But, yep.
Oh. Yeah.
Cornhorn. He's a horny son of a bitch. Straight up.
Mm-hmm. He's living up to his name, is he? He's just like...
Well, the premise is that his wife, Mirax Tarek, daughter of Booster Tarek, known smuggler, has been kidnapped. So he needs to find out where she is. And that's the whole plot line of her tracking her down because she's in some sort of like weird stasis being held by this this Inved... ex-imperial rogue moth rogue governor, has some Force users on her side, runs a Star Destroyer, acts like a pirate. It's a fun book, totally standalone. Highly recommend it. But yeah, it came out on audiobook and I started listening to it. It's cool hearing a book that was one of my favorites growing up on a new medium. So other than that, I've just been watching Bad Batch and watching the Players Championship or Players Tournament right now. Scotty Scheffler just finished up on 64 and 18 TBC Sawgrass, so that's a hell of a finish for him. Anyway, sorry, that's a minor golf thing, as you guys know.
Did you get that, Kev?
Yeah. Golf.
Yes, I did.
I'm very glad for this. That's just a little shout out for the timestamp in time. We look back on this 30 years later and we're like, holy shit, that was the time Scotty Scheffler shot 64. Yeah. Anyways, that's we can start.
No fuckers listening back to this in 30 years' time.
Nah, you know what's going to happen? We're going to get every single one of these pressed onto some weird, super condensed vinyl, right? And we'll just like have that going. It's like a cool thing.
Yeah. Nobody's listening back in 30 minutes' time.
Yeah.
I can't even listen to last week.
Never mind 30 years.
Yeah, come on. Give us Mr.
I'm a throne guy now.
Yeah. You. What do you got?
Oh, mate. I love it. I do. Brilliant.
Mate, what you had for dinner?
Oh, we've been out for a carvery, mate, today. Fucking fantastic, mate. I had an XL plate. I walked up to the thing, to the servery, and he's like, do you want regular or XL? I was like, XL, mate. Get it on. gammon, beef, two massive Yorkshire puddings, mate. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Roast potatoes, like, you won't believe. Oh, yeah.
Loved mate, it. That picture you sent looked fucking like, oh.
I'll put fucking... it, I'll post it on X, mate. Yeah.
Full on big plate, mate.
That would do all our stuff. Fucking X. Can't get used to that shit. It's stupid, isn't it? Anyway, what have I been up to? Well, Kev.
Yes, mate.
You, it's nice that you mentioned that you came around for dinner in your week. midweek. So,
right, in the week, yeah. I went round to Chris's for dinner. I forget that this is like a menu show and that I should talk about my food and all that lot. But let me just say...
What did you have to eat, mate?
Mate, it was fucking amazing that Shell made, wasn't it? Like, yeah. It was like... Well, actually, what's it called, mate? Because it was like, she just said she made it like, up, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, mate.
It was like potatoes, fucking.
It's like, yeah, it's just some like potato wedges.
Yeah.
Chicken. So bacon.
Cheese, mate.
Mushrooms. Fucking all the cheese. Oh. Barbecue sauce. Stick it all in a fucking pot. Cook it in the oven. Yeah.
Mate, it was fucking amazing. Genuinely,
was it that proper English cheddar?
Oh, yes.
Mate. Oh, yeah, mate.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. It was...
That's all we have at this house.
Woo.
Nice.
It was glorious. Well, Chris had messaged me because we normally get together in a week, and he's like, are you coming round, mate, for a brew? I'm like, yeah. He's like, do you want dinner?
Yeah. He says, oh, that'd be lovely. I says, oh, we're having beans on toast. He says, I don't care. It's still free.
But mate, anyway, yes,
yeah, thank you. Outside of that, mate, I've been I'm on that Bad Batch hype now. I'm loving it, mate. I've been the decorating has commenced this weekend. My last 2 days have been took up. This fucking decorating project, mate, it's getting worse now. It's going it's upstairs, now,
mate. Oh, yeah, mate, is it?
I'm in hallway. I've crept into hallway. I've done downstairs. WC.
The toilet.
I've painted wall in there. I've done all woodwork in there today. moving down hallway. Started on kitchen door. We're going upstairs now next, mate. Oh, unreal.
Mate, you're kidding.
No, mate.
Oh.
They like the doors that much. Like Anya's like, oh, I want mine that colour. Shell's like, oh, if we're painting yours, we're going to have to do all doors upstairs. I'm like,
oh. Mate, that project's just... Getting bigger and bigger and bigger, innit?
Spiraling out of control.
Spiraling, but mate.
I was able to fire up the old iPad and dive back into Bad Batch, mate. I've got to say, I've admitted this before. I admitted it with Clone Wars. I'm a proper knobhead, I am sometimes. And I let things sleep. And I love this shit. It's great.
Yeah.
I think I'm, as of about an hour ago, I think I'm on episode 9 or 10 on season 2, and it's great, mate. I love it.
Yeah.
Just said goodbye to Echo. Echo's just gone off. Palpatine was in an episode, mate. It was fucking... I tell you what, all I want to say is, fuck Rampart. He's a wanker, isn't he? Rampart. Yeah. He's an absolute wanker.
He's a prick, he is,
mate. Chief came out, mate, at the end of this episode and played everyone like a game of Sega, mate. Fucking brilliant. I don't know if that was... Ian McDermott or what, or someone doing his voice, but it was brilliant, mate. Whoever's delivery that was, it was great. There was this big scene in the Senate and they were trying to pass this bill and fucking screw Rampart over. And then Palpatine like just popped out at floor and just played everyone like a game of Sega. And he was like, right. It all played into his plan and he's introducing the Imperial Stormtroopers as his new army. And I'm like,
oh, this yes.
Fucking guy, mate. This fucking guy.
Yeah.
It's great, mate. I really like this show. It's still too dark, though. It needs to turn brightness up on color mix.
Mate, literally needs to be brighter. Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
Mate, that's still happening in season 3, mate. Don't worry about that.
There was one episode where they got trapped in these caves, and they're in these caves for ages. I couldn't see shit, mate. I just could not see fuck all. But I've seen the episode with the Wookiee in it from the Clone Wars, mate.
That was fucking
cool. Yeah. Yep.
That was a great episode. I loved that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, loving it. I'm binging it. More, as you can say, as I've just said, the decorating project is continuing. So I'll hopefully I'll have time to smash through these on the iPad. Like, I just have it on shelf or wherever on floor next to me as I'm painting away and stuff. So yeah, I'll get caught up. And then how many episodes are there in the season? It's like 18, isn't there? I think
generally, yeah. I think there's going to be 16 in this one, Jimmy, in season.
In this one, we're up to 7 now. So yeah, probably something similar, at least 13.
I'm about halfway through season 2, so I'm hoping I can get caught up before the
It's 15. Ends, and then 15. It's going to be 15.
We can all discuss the finale together. So.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I think by the time you'll be easily caught up by the next 2 episodes. Big time.
But yeah, it's great. I didn't vibe that much with season 1. No. I enjoyed it, but it weren't what's that final arc in Clone Wars called, mate? The Mandalore shit.
Oh, the Siege of Mandalore, Tears of Mandalore, or something like
Siege
that.
Of Mandalore. Siege of Mandalore. Yeah.
That's peak animation for me, that is.
Yeah.
That was shit up. Yeah.
But this is rad, mate. Yeah, I'm really into season 2. Omega's fucking coming to her own, and she's dead good, mate. I can understand why you love Wrecker, Kev.
Mate, he's fucking great, isn't he?
He's a great lad. I like them all. Charlie Sheen does me head in. He's a bit of an obhead.
Old Rambo guy. Hot shots, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. He's getting a bit like not got a personality.
He's getting a bit pissy season 3, isn't he, Jimmy?
I love Donatello. So he's dead witty, isn't he?
Like, yeah.
Yep.
Tech's fucking great.
Tech.
I love it when there's a problem or something. He's like, leave that to me. And he just goes off and like,
leave that to me.
Like, 30 seconds later, like, bang, they're in where they need to be going. Good shit, mate.
I have the Death Star plans.
So hopefully I'll be caught up on that.
Nice.
That's about it, I think. It's been a quiet week. It's been working, busy. Well, I went to a gig on Friday, yeah. Went to see a band called Conan. Fucking brilliant. Doom metal
good,
band.
Mate. Mate.
No, it's rad, mate.
Mate, did you get a good view, mate? Did you get a good view?
I got there late. And I walked in. And it was in a tiny room. Is it Corporation? You know, I went to them gigs last year, Kev.
Yes, mate. Yeah.
But it was in a room I'd never been to. There's another room upstairs that I didn't even know existed. And I've been going to gigs there for years. Anyway, I went up in this room and the support band were on. And it was like the room's like split into two. So there's a bar and then where the stage is. Yep. But there's like a doorway to get like an archway. So it kind of divides the bar and the main room where the bands play. And it's fucking rammed. I couldn't see shit. Mm. So I was like, I'm going to have to somehow get it back to watch. Of course, support band finish. And everyone either goes outside for a smoke or goes to a bar. So room just empty.
Sure.
So I just like got straight in there. Bang, parked myself about, I don't know, a couple of feet in front of stage. Jobs are good in. I was like, this is going to be shit up. I've got 20 minutes to kill while band are setting up. So I pull my phone out of my pocket, you know, just oblivious because I'm on my own. I'm there like on my phone, like messaging people, chatting and shit. Unbeknownst to me, the room's filling up around me. Mm. Next time I look up from my phone, there's a fucking 8-foot frost giant in front of me.
A frost giant?
Yeah, mate. Right, cave dweller. Pungent and all he was. I mean,
Did he have an aroma?
He did, mate. It's the risk you run, mate, being a metal fan.
Yeah.
When you go to these gigs, do you know what I mean?
You never know what you're going to get.
And obviously, like all genres of music, there's certain pockets, isn't there? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's subgenres of metal. So I'm at a doom show. So there's lots of people in there that fucking play Games Workshop shit. Because all the songs are about fucking Vikings and cave dwellers and shit like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in fact, it smelt worse than Games when we went to Warhammer World, Kev, to be honest.
Holy. Well, Warhammer World probably has the money to invest in those air filtration systems.
Yeah, mate. So there was like this giant, this frost giant mate in front of me. It was an absolute unit as well. So I only missed like a few songs with a decent view, and I managed to like maneuver myself around.
Yeah.
Mate. But it was good, mate. I really enjoyed it. There's lots of kids in there having fun, and rad mosh pit and some couple of stage divers. It's always nice to see.
I love a good stage dive, mate. Well, it's always fucking
It's just disappointing that I can't join in anymore, because I know for a fact that I wouldn't have been decorating for next month if I'd have gone in that pit. So, because that's what old age does to you.
You'd have been like, careful, lads. I'm an old man. Just be careful.
I've got to get in training though, mate, for Idols in November.
Mate, you've got two in a row, haven't you?
That's going to be fucking full of indie cunts, mate. That just I'm going to get in there, mate. I need to get in shape to get in that Idols pit and cause some havoc.
Yeah.
Because it's been a long time, mate, since I've been in the pit. I'd love to go in there and just...
Good God, mate. Because you've got two of them. You've got two nights of them, haven't you?
Let off some steam.
You've got like... Yeah, you're going two nights. So you've got to be... You've got to get in shape, mate. Because I'm going with you the second night, isn't it?
Yes, mate.
And then it's...
So the chances are... I'll get far too excited. And then I'll spaff my load night one. Think I'm 20 years younger than I actually am. Injure myself ridiculously, and then I'll be just sat down up balcony on night two, Kev.
Are you gonna I've got visions of like night two, but like, mate, is it all right if we just go up balcony, mate? Just fucking chill out.
That sounds very familiar.
Or it'll be, hey Kev, does hell like Idols? Because I don't think I can go for night two, mate. Because I can't fucking get out of bed. I've cracked my back up.
I can't remember where me and Al once went to a gig and he went fucking full on into stage dive. I can't remember what it was. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going in. And I saw him at the end of it and it looked like he'd been like fucking 10 rounds with fucking Mike Tyson, mate. I'm like, fucking hell. His t-shirt were ripped to fuck. He'd lost his glasses that he had on. He'd cut himself somehow. I'm like, mate, what the fuck was going on there? It's like, don't know, mate. Now he don't fucking move at gigs.
Yep. Stand still.
Oh God. Fucking hell.
I miss it, mate, so much.
I love
to see it though, mate. I love
Oh, I love to see him.
I've always loved about live music is it's just that safe space to let all your let all that pent up.
Oh, mate.
Shit out in a safe environment, and it's not aggressive or anything. It's just people that have got an understanding of
whatever tweaks your freak.
Yeah, I'm gonna release these emotions and do it, and everyone's out to help you. There was a guy, mate, he went fucking up, and he was on top of the crowd, and they were like chucking him up, and it was dead funny. And he fucking came down, and he smashed himself right on noggin. Right in front of me, and he'd been a bit of a like, he weren't a trouble causer, he was just like a bit of
a little obnoxious,
a gang leader. No, he was, it's just like, come on, like getting people to do shit. Like,
he was
a hype guy in the pit, and like, he went up, came down, cracked himself on noggin. Everyone obviously picks him back up, dust him down. Are you all right? Check on him, and he's like, he walked straight at it, pit mate, into bar area, and I was watching him like, because it's only a small venue. I kept looking back at him, and he was just leaning up against the bar, like scratching top of his head. I think he'd come right a cropper.
Oh, bless him, mate! Fucking hell,
that's funny.
Yeah,
fun times.
So you think
good times?
So you think you're coming out of retirement, mate, for Idols?
Yeah, mate. I think I can do. I've got to get in shape anyway.
Yes,
but that's right. we won't go into that, mate. I'd love to come out of retirement, and yeah, it's good.
Great gig to do it at, mate.
I miss that shit. Yeah,
great gig to
miss
do
that
at.
Shit.
All right.
But yes, that's me, mate. I think that's me. I'll just say, man. Anything else?
Age is but a number. Don't let that hold you back. You just like doing workouts. You just have to adapt a little differently.
Jimmy,
you
know? That's fucking bullshit.
You go hard, you go fast,
it's not,
you go left full.
It's not anymore, mate. It's not anymore. I was talking to this to Michelle and Chris the other night, like, you know, like now, like, fucking hell, you know, like when I'm like 18, 19, 20, mate, and somebody's like, are we going out, mate? And you go out like four nights in a row and you don't fucking batter an eyelid. Or somebody you can be sitting at home on like a Saturday night and it's like 4 or 5 o'clock, your mate will ring you up going, shall we fuck off out? You're like, yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go. Fucking hell, mate, now I'm like, I need about a month's notice to like, yep. I swear to God. And then like, I'm going to be suffering for about the next week. Like now I'm 50. I'm like, if somebody rings me up, like, are you going out next weekend? I'd be like, fuck no. Not a week. Fuck, no way, mate. Mm-hmm. I need a month. Mm-hmm. I need like a month or at least like a minimum. I need to plan for this.
You're not wrong, dude. Like, we're fucking old, dude. Like,
oh my God.
I'm getting called out in DayZ because like as soon past your bedtime, you 40-year-old freak, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not 40 yet, cocksucker. My God.
Oh, Jimmy, I forget how young you are. Oh God, this man.
We're like in fucking air quotes. We're old. Like, hey, I got my own fucking problems.
I got my own problems. Yeah. Hey, listen, we are not old. Age is but a number and a mindset, right? Mindset.
I wish my fucking forever young mind felt like that.
It's got to be forever young, baby. Always forever young. That's who we
are. I want to be forever young.
Yeah, yeah. All right, shall we get into, let's get into the one big thing of the week that we're going to talk about. This one's for Christine.
Clowns. Clowns. Helmet. Clowns.
All right. So we got a real nice catch up for where Christopher's at right now. But how about you, Kev? Where are you at?
I'm up to date, mate. I'm up to date.
Nice. Me too. I am also up to date as of 30 minutes before our episode started recording today.
Nice. Yeah. Nice, Jimmy. Good fucking prep that. I'll watch this.
Hey, nothing but professional finest. From
at least it's better than Ed. I'd be watching it right now just to catch up, wouldn't he?
You'd be watching it during the... I ain't going to lie. I definitely do have some of it just on right now. Back in the background. It's just been a real cramped week for me to catch up on this stuff. But yeah, episode 7, that's where we're up to right now. So we're like halfway through the season, you'd say?
Yeah, I think there's 15, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. It's either 15 or 16, I think. So I presume. Yeah, we're about halfway through, Jimmy Dice, are we? About halfway.
Yeah, about halfway through. Touching on emotions. Listen, we don't have to talk about too many details here. Yeah, but how do you get the feel of just how everything is sort of weaving together, you know? Reintroduction of some characters and just kind of seeing the direction that the show's going. Like, how do you feel about it?
Dude, I'm genuinely really love this show. I think it's great. Mm. I love... obviously now we get in, oh my God, I forgot his name, the guy that fucking
Echo
Jesus crosshair. Crosshair, dude. Fucking
whatever
hell,
the hell this guy is,
Jimmy, there's your proof that age is just not a number, right there.
It's more than just a number. Oh my God,
I had another senile moment. Oh my God. Oh dude, I love his character. He's been like, I'm so glad that he's kind of where he is now.
Yeah.
And I love, I can't, these last two episodes with Omega, yet again, kind of just their connection and their friendship and so on and so forth. And it just seems that like Hunter's getting a bit pissy with it. Do you get that vibe?
Yeah. Well, I think he's just getting maybe not jealous.
Yeah. A little bit of a.
Maybe portrayed as jealousy, but probably guilt that he wasn't able to be there for her. Like Crosshair is there for her now.
But Omega's so
like,
great.
Omega's starting to copy some of his little Crosshair-isms. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She's so great.
It's very cool.
She's such a great character. She really is. And she's kind of like. And I like how he was kind of, you know, taking care of her, and he's like, have you got your crossbow, and have you got this, and do-do-dum, and she's like,
have you got your crossbow?
Just so sweet. Just so sweet. But yeah, mate, I mean, look, we're getting, I think we all kind of know where it's heading, if you get what I mean. I mean, you know.
Don't, I might log out a minute.
Yeah. We're not going to speculate. We're not going to speculate.
I am very conscious of you, Christopher.
Yeah. We're very conscious of you.
Yes. Yeah. So they're all going to die, and then.
they're going to freeze them all in carbonite. Omega all of a sudden becomes Luke Skywalker on Tatooine.
Well, it's obviously going to... We know where it's headed, don't we? You don't need a fucking...
No, I mean, we know what Andor does.
Palpatine and episode Palpatine, 9 and all that bullshit, you know.
I mean, spoiler alert, the Empire eventually does win.
Oh!
You know?
Oh!
The Empire builds the Death Star. Emperor, old Palpatine laughs till Return of the Jedi. Turns out Rise of Skywalker as well. Spoiler alert for those of you who haven't seen episode 9.
Yeah. So it's kind of going to a place in a film that I don't like, but I kind of like love the show and I love their relationships. And, you know, I kind of like it's obviously like Chris, rather bizarrely, where he's at now with the stormtroopers and Palpatine with that. This is kind of like the aftermath, and we're still on that with. It was great these last two episodes getting Wolf back and seeing where all the clones are and how they're still kind of fighting for the Empire. But, you know, they're kind of that whole following of people and the relationship rather than a cause. And it's like that bit at the end of the last episode when it was Rex facing off with Wolf and he was like, look, come on, dude. And he chose his friendship rather than his commitment to the Empire to just basically.
He's like, I got my own fucking problems.
It was literally that, mate, wasn't it?
Right?
Which was so cool. It's like, I got my own fucking problems. Like, okay.
I got my own problems. Yeah, that's the theme of Star Wars.
I really like the show. I think it's great. I think it's really good Star Wars stuff. And it's, you know, I love all the Bad Batch and the relationships with each other. So it's, I think we kind of know where we're heading now, but there's obviously the Omega bit at the end again with like protect her, and you know what I mean, Jimmy.
Indeed.
Do you know what? I'm so reluctant because Chris just keeps peeking and like, don't fucking spoil shit. So, yes, mate, how are you getting on, Jimmy? What do you think so far?
I'm really enjoying it very much. I love the animation quality.
It's so good.
Quality of the animation is just good. Definitely agree. It's still way too friggin' dark.
Yeah. Definitely, but that's the nature sometimes of where they actually set the episodes, though, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, like Chris said, with that cave one in that one, and then we had that one. We had a similar one in season 3, didn't we? With the kind of the funny Dianoga things that came out. That was like an episode where you were like, "What the fuck's going on here?"
These
last two have been set like at night on that kind of, you know, that planet that was dark all the time. And it's still the kind of setting things like that. So it's always constantly fighting that kind of. But I think the animation's stunning at times, mate.
The animation and again, you mentioned the character building. I'll just call one particular scene that means nothing to the spoiler or line or anything like that. But Crosshair interacts with a couple of helmets that are on the floor.
Yes.
Cool moment there. You know what I mean? The old helmets and stuff, like, didn't do anything really special with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the attention to detail that this episode does with like referencing other things from Clone Wars and not just like throwing out stock animation or stock images of whatever. It's like everything is, they're really trying to do.
Because we had those
having meaning to stuff.
Yeah, we had those two characters at the start. Was it the last episode that were separatist and what's it fight? They were fighting with each other.
Well,
I cannot remember the character's name.
Character who was on the Republic side, and then
the Republic
on the
separatist
side.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, now we're kind of all on the same side.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Not your side or my side, but like a new side.
I mean, I did like that bit because I was like, oh, it's them. And then they were just chatting and it was all kind of, you know, that was then, this is now, isn't it? Kind of
create the spark to ignite the fire, to light the cabbage coming out of my arse, to engulf the galaxy in a smelly turmoil.
Yeah. So, yeah, mate, it's pretty good so far. Really good. I like where we're at. So I presume, I mean, we can't say too much, but you think it's heading the way with Omega and Blood?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see, you know. We'll see. I mean, there are this wild speculation that has been occurring since we were introduced to young Omega
Yeah.
So Omega. It's going to be pretty wild in there. She is quite special. I love the animals in this. I mentioned it a couple episodes ago. The animals in here are pretty dope. When Christopher sees the animals, he's going to kill himself.
Yes. Very much so, mate.
Yeah,
very
big time. So. Big time.
Yeah. So what's the new dog called in it? Oh, I forgot.
I know. I want to say Ragnar, but it's not that. It's something else. But yeah, I forgot the name of it. But the name is pretty cool. Cool little companion, you know?
Sweet mate, yeah. But yeah, it's good so far, isn't it?
Give it two more episodes and we'll all be talking about the same thing. So it's only getting more exciting. I love my tie-ins to the deep Imperial lore. That's what I'm looking forward to. Mount Tantus and all that stuff that I mentioned before. It's like, let's go more of that. Let's get a Thrawn tie-in, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. All this is before Thrawn was ever introduced into it, but...
Do you think that's happening, Jimmy?
It did in the books, and for him to go there live action would be so cool, especially if they see, like, some weird reference nod to Bad Batch and just be a fucking... Oh, my God. People would drop dead in the street from shock. Shock, I say.
Yeah, mate.
It's that
old Tantus thing's pretty good, isn't it? Like, that whole
it's very good. Yeah, very good. Very good bad guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because he kind of used that against him in that episode, wasn't it? With Wolf when he came back, and it's like, you know, do you know really what's going on there? It's like, this is fucking...
Yeah. Do you know what's going on behind the curtain here, pal? I got my own fucking problems. How about you let me get in my ship and get the hell out of here? He's like, okay, I get it. I get it, homie. Shoot your guts, kid. And then he nodded, and they left.
Yeah. I didn't know this week there were two episodes dropping. That was quite cool.
That's what like also put me behind. I was just like, wait a minute. This is like 45 minutes that I have to, or an hour I have to catch up on. Damn it. Doesn't
is that because, are they trying to get this, is this to fit them in for like May the 4th to get them all in before then or something? Like, I presume it's like for a
good point, because that's like 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 more episodes, and then it's the week of May the 4th, so yeah.
And then we get,
You said what, 15 episodes?
I think there's 15. I think, off the top of my head, I'm not...
It'd be cool if they did a double hitter for, like, the week before the last...
Yeah, I think that's... Pre-finale.
When's the last one, then?
I haven't looked at a schedule, but if it's 8 more episodes, that puts us a week past... May the 4th, if it's one per week. So I bet we get one more.
I reckon they'll try the week before. What day? So it'll be like May the 1st or 2nd or something that they'll try and finish it up.
Yeah.
Why is it something meant to be happening on 4th?
May the 4th, you know? I got the big dinner with Cheval with Chef
Jimmy.
Chef Damien. You know? Hey. Big fucking deal. I look forward to this every day.
Hey, Jimmy, what's the update on that? Is that booked yet or?
Well, I called and left a message. Quite certain I was the first person to call, so I usually give a little bit and they'll follow up again. They kind of know me now as like that annoying Star Wars guy.
Do you think Chef Davian's like read that book and just pressed delete?
Yeah,
100% left on red.
Jimmy's got a hat for him ready. He's gonna give him a hat this year.
I ordered the hats. I did order the hats. Yeah, I ordered because they come a minimum order of 3, so I ordered 3 of them. 3 gray hats, and I have 3. Little patches left, so yes, definitely.
Do you think he'll look at the patches, Jimmy, and be like, that should be an Imperial signia?
It should just be the cog instead of the scarf. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
No.
We fucked him.
Thank God.
Oh, but Jimmy, let us know when that's booked.
Absolutely. Because that'll be a big update. Because that'll be like a nice load of anxiety off my shoulders. I'd be like,
it's not far off, really, is it?
Favorite meals of the year is happening. Yeah. When I was chatting with him last year, he had mentioned that it's been just such a huge turnout. Like people do call. Like it's more than just me that call like this early because they want to be in on it. It's the same fucking people that I generally see like year to year. There, he's probably going to have to do like a second night. Or he may open it up to like the entire restaurant. Like the entire restaurant is Star Wars night, which would be cool. Because right now it's just a back room. And I think he has enough generated interest to probably like fill the entire restaurant.
Yeah.
I think so. I would guess so.
That Star Wars was popular, eh?
Who would have thought?
Star Wars is dead. Okay. Get it through. Get through your heads.
Star Wars is
clearly
dead.
Right.
Fucking dead.
Dead.
Dear Larry. Dead.
It's really funny, Kev. You know that toy show, that Toy Federation show?
Yes.
That I watch on YouTube. That guy that's got that massive shop, and we always say he's got all those back rooms of all that stuff.
Oh, mate, yeah.
You know that one, yeah?
Yeah.
So this old guy bought this like loads of Star Wars stuff in to buy, and they were just chatting and stuff, and he was like, they were just like saying, I didn't buy any of that new stuff. I only like Rogue One from the Disney stuff. They basically killed the franchise. And then the guy that owns the shop is like, hey, you know, one day that's going to be someone's Star Wars. You know, the kids are going to watch that and that's going to be their Star Wars. So
right.
He says, we like the original stuff. And it was dead interesting to see this guy. And he was like, because I've noticed this trend when the kids come in. They can't get enough of the Clone Wars toys. It's really funny. And he was like,
oh, brilliant.
That's their Star Wars. It suddenly dawned on me the other day. They're in their 30s now. And that's what they like. I was like, oh, yeah, imagine that, mate. You can like more than one kind of Star Wars.
100% right, man. 100% right. That's why we see these animated series a little bit more adult topics that they're covering, because they know the demographic. Is more than just young ages.
I noticed that today, in the last 2 days, watching this Bad Batch. It's fucking dark. Some of it's well dark. Oh, like, I don't mean like the color. I mean like the theme.
Content, yes.
The content is fucking dark. Like when Rampart just straight up like kills that clone.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Love that.
Like the way some of those Wookiees get taken out in that Wookiee episode is like, geez. This is brutal. Even the fact that like when they go back to Kashyyyk to help fucking Gunga Din, whatever his name is, the fucking little Wookiee guy,
don't you know what I mean, for that.
I don't
Google
mean,
it but... Google it, yeah, yes. Gungi, innit, something like that.
I cannot remember.
I'm thinking of Fungi the dolphin and Dingle. Anyway
they take the little Wookiee back to Kashyyyk, and just seeing like the devastation of like the remains of obviously what's just happened, because from that battle that we see in Revenge of the Sith, like most of Kashyyyk's like fucking wrecked,
cindered,
and just the way they react to it is, I was like, damn, this is a bit much for a kid's show.
There's a lot of that. There is one, and I'm not going to say, but there's a that involves some killing, like you said, and it's really brutal, and you're just going like, what the fuck? I don't know if you're there yet, so I'm not gonna say.
I don't know if you can remember in that Wookiee episode, there's loads of Trandoshans that have like working for the Empire, and they're on Kashyyyk, and they're gonna come and wipe out the Bad Batch and like the remaining Wookiees, so they have this big battle, and the Wookiees like pray to these trees, and the trees are going to help. Well, like this little Wookiee, the little Jedi Wookiees having this one-on-one battle with this Trandoshan, and all these massive like spiders come out of trees. Fucking absolutely fuck this Trandoshan, like stabbing him in the shoulder, stabbing him in the leg. They wrap him up like, weave him up and just like suck him onto trees. And like, as he's being sucked through air, he's like, ah! Like proper screaming. I'm like,
yep. Oh, he dead.
Damn.
Slowly.
Yeah. That's you fucking dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got the full Shelob treatment.
Dark.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yep. Big fan. Well, boys, anything else on our favorite animated series of the moment?
Yeah. Let's keep it going, man. Let's keep it going.
I think it's pretty darn good. Cool. Well, thanks, folks, for joining us this three-quarter tribute on the Scruffy Looking Podcasters. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and X. Thank you all so much again for joining us. Stay weird out there. And that concludes episode 246.
See there. Sorry. I've got to say goodbye. I was just googling something. Yeah, sorry. See you. Oh, fucking shit. If you got this far, well done.
Well done. I know.
See you next week. Take care, everyone.